5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
HelloFresh has got your family covered with delicious dinners and so much more. Find quick breakfast, wholesome snacks, and desserts you can bake with the kids. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code TBTB65 at HelloFresh.com/TBTB65. And now let's get to the show.
What's up, guys? And welcome back to That Chick Angel TV and the Bald and the Beautiful. But we have guests that are definitely not bald. They got all their hair.
So I mean, Chance hairline strong. Anyway, I'm not jealous at all. And he has the beard.
God's favorite.
Okay.
And we got Adonna here, too.
Adonna out here.
I'm beautiful. I'm Kev on stage. Miss Kev on stage. Marcus ain't on the gram.
And then our lovely guest, I am Tabitha Brown.
And I'm Chance Brown.
And it's a Friday.
So y'all know how these mukbangs get down. We're going to start off with a topic. It might go wherever it goes, but hopefully you'll enjoy the ride. So we're going to do the how it starts and how it's going as far as in our marriages. Because we have a total of how many? I think 36 years of wedded bliss at this table. So we'll start.
It's gonna be more than that.
It's almost close to 17.
Plus 46.
That makes sense.
46. Yeah, okay. I left out of 10.
Look, so you should have saw me and Kev over here.
I know I'm bad at math.
How many numbers did she say? Listen, I knew two numbers made 30, and then I forgot to put the other two.
I wasn't gonna get in your business, but I was like, they was shacking.
They ain't been married.
You know what's funny? When we were in college, one of my first classes, this lady said, cohabitate. I said, we done called that shacking. Y'all trying to take the sin out of it.
My daddy said me and Chance was shacking for 5 years.
That's the word. They love throwing it at you. We got food from what restaurant, Ted?
Ben Lloyd.
All vegan, even though this look like chicken. Are we sure this is vegan?
It's vegan chicken.
Okay.
Chicken.
Okay. So we are going to dig in, and y'all can kick it off for like how you all started off.
Who us?
Yeah.
How we started was when we got married, how we started. So when we got married, it started off, we was in Greensboro, North Carolina, when we got married, out at Bryan Park in Brown Summit, North Carolina, outside of Greensboro. Had a good old 300 people wedding.
300
Was that like mostly family or was it friends?
It was family and friends, but I do have a big family. We didn't even, should we say this? You think they're going to come get us? We never even paid the bill on What happened was the park.
Hold up, man. Don't tell them too much.
We paid on it, but then they told me I ain't owe nothing.
That's a blessing.
But we were there. We were in Greensboro. We had the two girls. Choice was our flower girl, okay, in the men. So we had already been had a baby. Uh-huh. And
she's gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
She's be both of y'all doing it. They are both gorgeous.
Oh, he got the curve. And we had a nice little house on Yanceyville Street out in Greensboro, kind of like a little in the cut. But I was working at UPS when we got married.
As a driver?
Oh, no, it was a call center.
Oh, okay.
So at a call center.
I think I had just got fired.
You was at Oakwood Homes, weren't you?
Yes.
At the trailer park customer service. I was on call center customer service for UPS, but I was a supervisor. And I had just started really dreaming again. I had just started back doing theater. I had started back, I was working on a TV show locally. I would do radio in Greensboro on the Buster Brown show. So that's kind of like where we started. Chance was doing music.
What?
Oh, you do music? He had a studio in the house.
Are you a singer?
You're a singer?
Yeah, I can hold a note.
Call
it out.
I can do it. People have tears to sing to singing. There's levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, there is.
And
at 23, I didn't realize that.
I need to
realize that. At 41, I realized I'm a house.
Let's see. What is surround sound in the choir?
Yeah, I'm a house singer.
No,
house
singer. That's what you say because you don't want people to be known.
I think Tab left out a very important part of that beginning story.
Okay, which is
the shacking.
Okay. Oh, let's say how it started when we got married.
Well, it still plays a significant role.
Mm-hmm.
The shacking. We shacked.
We've been together for 5 years before we got married.
Yep. So you're about 22 if you count the shacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And all of that plays a role into a successful marriage, is why I say you can't leave it out.
Okay, it's part of your story.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, tell us people that, right?
So tell us what you guys learned from sin.
That it cannot, you cannot have life without it existing.
That's right.
Mm.
And that. This is how I'm good.
You can't have life without it existing. And it does not mean that God will not honor your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. So mm-hmm. many people would say that you won't be honored. God's not going to honor you. Yes, he will.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I do believe that God knows all of our ins and outs, mm-hmm. the decisions we're going to make before we make them. Mm-hmm. And he's still going to bless us despite whatever someone may think or have been programmed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my two cents.
I love it.
I love the Lord.
Did y'all get pressured to be married or y'all decided? Like, we ready.
I'm going to let Chance I had threw the towel in.
The pressure was before. Well, yeah, we were being pressured, but that's not why I actually
family
married.
Family living there.
Yeah, it wasn't doing nothing pushing me away. It was pushing me away. I didn't really know what marriage was. Mm-hmm. That's why I said I wanted to acknowledge the shacking years. Mm-hmm. I don't come from a family that mm-hmm. really gets married. Mm-hmm. I almost said value, but I don't want to disrespect anybody in my family by mm-hmm. saying that. But I didn't really understand it or appreciate what marriage was. I was one of those guys, oh man, it ain't nothing but a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right? That was me.
Mm-hmm.
And for 4 or 5 years, her family, her dad, you know, they were kind of pressuring us, you uh-huh. know, talking about, I didn't even really know what shacking was, to be honest with you. I'm like, man, what is that?
Right. Uh-huh. We just living together.
Man, what they talking about? We paying the bills up in here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
So it was in those years that I kind of figured out what both of those meant, shacking and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And for a few years, Tab would be falling victim to the pressures and be on me, you know,
mm-hmm.
and at about that 5 year mark, we went to a wedding. And I was like, most guys, like, man, I don't know, I'm gonna have to hear this. It's been simmered down.
It's about the 4 year
man,
mark.
Man, yeah, it was about the 4 year mark. And it, you know, I'm like, man, I done finally got them to just simmer down on me.
Finally got them right where I want them.
And now we're about to go.
Because
to
I didn't care anymore.
We
I was just like, we ain't gotta get married. I'm fine. We're gonna be together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that.
Uh-huh. So we go to this wedding, and it was a beautiful wedding. I was moved by it. Mm-hmm. God was up there talking about it, and I heard him say something about a kingdom and how. You know, what it should be for a man. And I was like, man, that's okay. Nobody ever told me like that. That's mm-hmm. what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when we left, we in the car and she ain't talking about it. She talking about everything else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. In a minute now, she's gonna be like, "What's up?" I'm gonna be like, you know.
I was like, "That food was good, one. That was nice. Hey, look. That was so nice the way they had it."
A day go by,
nothing.
2 days go by, 3 days, and then finally, I get in my feelings. I'm like,
"Man, she mad at me, and I don't even know why."
But she don't think I'm worthy of being married. I'm a
oh, have the roles have reversed.
I'm a king.
Oh, you don't want to marry me no more.
You don't want to marry me. So I went to her. I went to her and was like, "Hey, what's up? You ain't saying nothing about it." Uh-huh. And she was like, her response, first she was shocked that I was even bringing it up. Mm-hmm. But her response to my energy, which was, she was like, "Look, you know what I come to terms with is that I'm okay. I see you as a king. I see you, you know, exactly how that man defined what a king is and what a leader of a household is. But I'm okay with just being with you. I'm okay with just being with you." And what that said to me was, she was going against everything that she was brought up to believe. She was going against that little girl, the princess, dream. The dream of being married. And even with all my setbacks, me having a kid at 17, being broke, getting fired all the time, she still viewed me as a king. And she'll view me as in the same way that that person that was up there, you know, talking did. And immediately I wanted to get married.
Right.
Oh, I was like, "Oh, okay, now I understand." And that's what it was for me. So I say that's very important. It's like, you can't leave that part.
Reverse psychology.
But yeah, I was like,
I was fine. Really.
At that moment, I think it was enough for me to get past. It's just a piece of paper thing.
I think because it's no longer pressure. You always fight against pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And the moment the pressure's released, it's easier to rise to the occasion. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have that pressure there anymore. Yeah. And so now it's like a choice that you're making and not something that you're being forced and pushed into.
Yep.
Right.
Were you shocked when he turned the corner on that? Well, you know, I had been wearing a ring for 4 years, right? He had given me a ring.
Mm-hmm. Like a promise ring?
No, an engagement ring.
Oh, an engagement.
And for like the first 2 years, I kept saying, "Well, when are we going to get married? You gave me the ring. When are we going to get married? When are we going to get married?" And then I got to a point where I was just like, I started believing what he said. It ain't nothing but a piece of paper. It's like, we together. That's all that matters. I'm like, "I ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I'm going to wear the ring, but it's okay. Whatever."
Yeah.
So it did catch me off guard because I was like, "I thought you said you don't want to get married." Yeah. Now I'm like, "It's just a piece of paper."
Like, "No, it ain't a piece of paper."
I was like, "That's what you told me."
I done bothered you up. I done bothered me up with some philosophy.
Right. But I was excited when he was like, "Let's do this." I was like, "Well, no. I'm going to roll with you whichever way you want to go. You want to get married? Let's get married. You don't want to get married, but stay together? I'm still going to be with you." Mm-hmm. But I was excited because I'm a daddy's girl. And I was like, "My daddy's going to be happy." Mm-hmm. Right? My mama going to be happy. Like, they're going to be happy. And what woman doesn't want a wedding? Mm-hmm. I wanted a wedding, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was excited after that. And I was shocked, but I was happy.
When y'all got married, did anything switch from like not being legally married to legally married? Did y'all see each other differently, or did it just continue on the way it was going?
I like the sound of hearing him say my wife. It made me feel a little different, to be honest. And I really enjoyed seeing my husband. I still enjoy that today. I'm like, "This is my husband right here."
Right.
Yeah, you introduce him as my husband, Chance. You don't say, "This is Chance."
Yeah, I just think that, not that it's a title, although it is, it just makes me feel like something that we earned together, right? And there's a responsibility that comes along with it. And I was chosen to be responsible with this person.
Right.
And so, but the roles didn't really change. Mm-hmm. It just felt like, now I really got to always make sure, not that I wouldn't before, I gotta always make sure he good. You know what I'm saying?
The investment changes.
Yeah.
I told someone one time, go ahead.
No.
We were at one of my jobs and we were talking about, she was with a guy for a long time and they broke up. He did something to me, it seemed trivial. And I was explaining to her that there's a certain conviction that comes with the role of being a wife, mm-hmm. the role of being mm-hmm. a husband. There's just a certain conviction that comes with that you just will never get or understand if you've always just been a girlfriend.
Right.
And I mean that with like no disrespect at all for those people that are like, yeah, but I really don't mean that disrespectfully at all. But there is just a certain level of conviction that comes with that you're just not able to capture as a boyfriend or as a girlfriend. And I think that's one of the things, even if you don't feel different, you're gonna try a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were talking in one, I think it was the Married at First Sight or something, and Marcus said, literally the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I was saying that sometimes that's what you do in marriage.
Right?
It's the same thing over and over.
Yeah,
but you love this person, you want it to work, so you're gonna keep coming back to the table, you're going to keep trying over and over again, because again, that conviction is there that, you know, if you're just dating, especially in the beginning stage, you're like, I don't need this,
right?
I'm out.
And that's what I was about to say. I had a real bad habit. Every argument, well, we ain't got to be together. I leave.
You did that to
him? He was like, every argument, the argument got too heated, I'd be like, well, why are you here?
Yo, what up? Want to tell you guys about Freedom Grooming. Listen, bald men are hot, sexy. Vin Diesel, The Rock, Tyrese, Kev on stage. And old school razors suck. They stink. They're designed to have shaving for flat surfaces, not heads. My head is not flat. It is round. Nobody wants painful nicks and cuts with a shaver designed for a head that's not flat. And razors often shave too close under the skin, so hair comes back uncomfortable, irritating ingrowns. The Flex Series electric shaver is amazing. Shaves 50% more hair in a single stroke. Those old school razors could never. Baby smooth shaves like a baby's bottom. And you can shave in 3 minutes or less. I'm a busy guy. I can't be taking 30, 40, 50 minutes. You can shave in the shower too, because it's waterproof, or outside of the shower. It's really your choice, all right? So listen up. For the upcoming holidays, birthdays, or even just because, get your bald guy the best shaver of his life. Freedom is giving our listeners an exclusive discount. Visit freedomgrooming.com/TBTB for 20% off. That's freedomgrooming.com/TBTB for 20% off today. And now back to the show.
We
not to be together.
Right. That's harder. You just harder to win an argument. I'll leave. Like,
hey, anything.
Right. Like, I just said I didn't like the flash. I was like,
go there. But I mean, it would be those bad arguments, but that would be my go-to, my final straw, and I knew that that would be the punch, right? But when you get married, ain't no, well, I'm going to leave.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We're going to have to figure this thing on out. Go in there and be mad. I'm gonna just go in here and
listen,
be mad.
We're gonna be mad together though.
And then the house gonna feel terrible for a couple of days. The
listen, man.
We can bring the knife and cut the tension in the air. Okay?
Ain't nothing like it. Will go away.
It will go away.
Beefing with each other. Y'all gotta cross each other in the hallway. Grits and blood. Hey, where you from?
You can feel the gravitational repellent. This is like,
feel like magnets. Yes.
Like, don't you come any closer.
Hey, you know what though? In the that made me think of something. In the beginning, I was good at being mad. I could hold out. Like, yeah, I could hold out.
Ooh,
like,
he used to make me so mad. Ooh.
Hey, these days, talking about the difference. Like
then and now.
Man, I can't be mad for 2 hours.
Really?
Like real talk, I want to make up. Like,
me too.
I'm real soft.
He's not real.
I have this soft, this man. Thing where I feel like, you know, God gave me a second chance at life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from that new part of me, the new journey that I've been on, I just can't waste my time on that energy. And so
true.
Yeah, we still have disagreements and arguments and things don't feel well. But afterwards, I honestly, I can't even really raise my voice the way I used to. I used to cut the food in the bag. We both did though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but
we,
everybody see Miss Tabitha, they be like, oh,
because the Lord changed me. We thank God for change.
Right? Jeff watching the video like, hey there, he be like, oh, here she go. Little did they know Greensboro Town was going on. Hey there.
And they be like Uncle Chance, they ain't never seen. They ain't never seen the Lucifer. They never had saw that. But it's something about just saying we ain't got time for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't have time. When your time has been what's the word I'm looking for? When your time has almost been limited, mm-hmm. right? When you have seen it come real close and it's like this can be taken away from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want to spend your time on?
That's good.
You got different appreciation.
I appreciate it more. So even if we get upset with each other about an hour or so, whether I'm in the wrong or he in the wrong, I go up to him and be like, I don't want to be mad with you.
Hey, look,
I say, go ahead and apologize to me so we can get it over.
That's exactly how she does.
Miss ain't never said that, but she has said that.
You know he was wrong, even if you won't, but go on ahead.
I've been on the other side of that. And you just be like, tired.
Hey, Siri, write this down.
Yes, but yeah.
Hey, I really don't know how to be mad anymore, man. Like, I'm telling you, I'd be like,
that's
hey.
A whole
and it'll be a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
It'll be something different.
I know how to be mad, but I can't get it to last.
Yeah,
I used to get those things when she's not talking to me, like that hurts me more than anything.
Yes.
You know what messes up too? Some exciting habit, you forget you're supposed to be mad.
Yeah. Hey, that right there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bring your chair.
Go out here in the back of the offer. Right. Look at my car.
And have it yesterday.
Oh, raggedy ass.
That's what
Yeah,
on my damn nerve.
Yeah,
that's
mad,
but come back
here. What, huh?
Yeah, you
ain't say nothing. You need something? You trying to make
up? Need something? Yeah. Been order these wings. You want some? Right. You know, when you be old and married, you be legitimately mad, but you still want to make sure they eat.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some?
Were they yesterday?
Yes. Y'all be mad. You say, I have no food coming to the door. And something ain't like so. What you
want to eat? Right. Right, what y'all eat? I'm telling you. So yesterday, we were talking about earlier how, you know, he the set life is just not Chance's life.
Uh-huh.
And so he was mad all day like I hadn't did it, but he wasn't really mad at me. He was just mad. But I took it personal too. Like, babe, it's all right. Right? Mm-hmm. But all day he was in his funk.
Puffing, buffing.
Right. So I had left and went and ran errands, but I knew it was nighttime. But I had worked all day, so I was like, I ain't gonna cook tonight. Mm-hmm. But I knew I had to think about what they gonna eat. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. So as soon as I came home, he was in the kitchen cooking. I said, oh God. I said, this is the icebreaker. I said, what you cooking, babe?
Yeah.
He was like, the potatoes was frozen solid.
Oh, bless
him. In the skillet.
Bless him.
I said,
this in there cracking and sizzling.
I said,
like water going everywhere.
It was like a whole block of ice and some potatoes on the side of the ice. I said, what you want? He said, I'm making breakfast food. I said, he said, it ain't right. I said, well, baby, just put your top on it. Let it sit. You should have defrosted that before you put it in there. So when he went and sat down, because you know, you got to wait on this now. You know how to put it in there. I don't want to come in and take over. As soon as he went and sat down, I said, Lord, let me break this. Let me just help my husband out because he still got to eat. Just because he was mad more than me, I still got to feed him, man.
Chance was, look, his eyes was crossed over. He see a potato and ice. I know this ain't right. Sometimes you be mad. You don't know how to get out of it. You be up there like,
not even breakfast.
Right.
Breakfast
food. Right. My daughter walked by and looked at it. She looked at me. She's like,
you don't intercede now.
I'm going to need y'all to get back on one accord.
She was like,
because we hungry over here.
Hey, my son was rolling with me, though. My son was rolling with me. Yeah. Hey, Dad, we're just going to be ready.
Yeah, exactly. But he got his potatoes.
He fried high potatoes.
Yeah, it's time.
So
you know,
I'm like, you need some tools for that?
Yeah. And when we eating, man.
I was like, wait, you hungry? He was like, Dad's making us breakfast food. I like, all right, okay. Very good.
So, well, Kevin and Melissa, how's it, we already know how it started. How's it going for y'all?
Go ahead, baby. I'm gonna tell you, over the last, I say probably 3 months of the Big Leap book, it has been trying to accept what you are working for is happening. Mm-hmm. And that is hard. Like, easy to dream for something when you ain't got it, it seems like worlds away.
Yeah.
When you have it and it be there, you be like, do I deserve this? Is it going to be taken away from me? Is something going to happen? Coronavirus? Wow. Should we get this house? Oh, man, what people going to, you know what I mean? It's like, I done spent 20 years dreaming about this, and then you hear and you be like, I don't know, like,
do I deserve it?
That other stuff felt way more comfortable. Mm-hmm. I knew that life. You know, we be looking at, like, you know, I don't want to get to specifics, but the bank account, the bills, the stuff that used to be like, I'm talking about something came in, it had a name on it. Before you even get that money in the bank, that got to pay for 6 things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah. We just getting to the point, I remember when we were super young married, remember my boy had did something, and his mom bought him a plane ticket to Oklahoma that night. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, you just had enough money to buy a plane ticket for the day of?
Yes.
I ain't never bought a plane ticket without 6 months. I got to start way back.
Hey, looking on all of the websites.
All of the
websites. Right.
Yes. Right. And they bought that plane ticket tonight. You didn't even check the price.
You are stable in your life.
Man, I used to be like, man, I wish we could get there one day.
Yeah.
But then you got to, your mindset be way back there, even if you be on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It takes some adjusting to be like, you know, again, I use the example of like, you be in the NBA, right? You say you were a great player. Mm-hmm. You've been watching LeBron play since you were a kid. And now you in the league with him. You got to either guard him or get dunked on. Like, that's kind of what I feel like in this life. You got to, like, either get it through your head or you going to miss your moment.
Yeah.
But it is not easy to, like, get
past it. Like, you're there. You're on the court with him.
Yeah. You are on the court, man. Like, you be taking 1 second to be like, this is crazy.
Right.
But then you got to go for 30 right now because he going for 40.
I think there's some rules with people I admire, but I'm in there for what I know.
Yeah. You can't just sit in there googly eye like, ooh, I'm with you. Like Angel was saying the other day, she in a movie role, like, I can admire you, but also they hired me to act.
Yeah.
So I got to do my job. I can't be up here enamored with you. Like, I got to do what I came to do.
What?
And that's what I be feeling like.
It is. No, yesterday I was sitting on set and I did take a moment because sometimes I don't do that because I'd be so worried to be like, this is what you've dreamed of. You have dreamed of this. And then I was like, girl, don't you be out here looking stupid. Get your life together. Because sometimes you be sitting there thinking, oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. Huh? Well, no, you hired me because this is what I didn't work for. This is the moment. But it is hard sometimes to just accept that, this is the moment
you
work
for.
You have earned this moment. It's not by like happenstance. Mm-hmm. You actually work towards it. And it can be difficult. Sometimes I feel like it's more so I miss the moment because I'm worried about the moment getting messed up. You know what I'm saying? Or me messing up the moment. And just instead of being like, but you here though. You here. All you can do is do your best. If the moment get messed up, then that's what was supposed to happen.
Exactly.
But sometimes I do. I be stealing my own joy. And I be like, I could have celebrated that.
Right, that big leap.
Yeah.
You finish it?
No, because it won't load on this phone. And that is what happens.
You need the paper back.
I want to see.
You got to read this book called The Big Leap. I done told all my friends about it.
Oh, we're going to have to read it.
My problem is I got to put it back. I never have time to sit down and read it, so I'm going to have to get.
Get on Audio Boom or Audio.
Yes,
boom.
Audio.
I'll be in the truck and I'm just like, Big Leap.
Big Leap.
Like Gay Hendrix.
I don't know if Gay is the voice of The Big Leap, but
it's. Okay.
Gay Hendrix. I love you, Gay Hendrix.
Yeah, uh huh.
It's terrible.
Oh, the voice.
Is it like?
It can't be no worse than listening to my own voice.
This
kind of do my mouth.
I like it.
Nicki's voice on the book.
It's very monotone. It's very
clear eye commercial.
Yeah, it was not my favorite. Yeah, and it's twofold. Number one, yeah, his voice is not very intriguing. And then number two, which is interesting because usually the author read books are like the best, to be honest.
That's it.
The second thing is the book is so dense with information that you low-key would want to be able to like,
Hold on, I have to go back several times.
Being able to communicate is very important, and whether you are in a foreign country or not, understanding the language of the country that you are in, or simply learning a new language because it is fun, it is easy to do, and it is something that keeps your mind stimulated. No matter what your needs are, Babbel is here to help. If you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. That means they know what they're doing. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross learning that new language off your to-do list. Babbel only needs 10 minutes of your time, of your day, to complete a lesson, and you can learn a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. You can choose up to 14 different languages, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, and even German. Babbel has speech recognition technology, which helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There are many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, there are also access to podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. This is a great way to learn the language very conversationally and help you understand what you're saying, how to say it, and all of those things, which is helpful because it makes learning not only fun, but applicable to how you'll use it in your everyday life. Plus, it comes with the 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, you can get 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/TBTB. That's babbel.com/TBTB for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. I also want to tell you about ShipStation. Everybody, Kevin and I are gearing up for the holiday season even now. Our merch will be available by the time Black Friday is here. And if you are like us and you have any type of product that you are selling on e-commerce, whether it's through your own website, Pinterest, several other different dashboards, essentially, you can ship them all through ShipStation. Again, they are easily integrated into every platform, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, making it easy to manage all of your shipping from one simple dashboard, maximizing your sales, but minimizing your effort. We have done the thing where you're trying to pull orders from here, there, and everywhere, and I guarantee you, you will have a headache, and more likely than not, you will miss orders, which means you will have upset customers, which will ruin their experience and make it very difficult for you. And ShipStation is just one of those tools that is here to make it easy. They get discounted shipping rates the same as Fortune 500 companies, whether you're sending a stack or a truck full. Join over 130,000 companies who have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. ShipStation has tons of customers on their site that you may want to support, including the Miss Kev on Stage brand. Go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with promo code TBTB for free 60-day trial. Start today and get set up before the biggest shipping season of the year. That's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com. click the microphone at the top. That's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com. Click the microphone at the top and type in code TBTB. Again, ShipStation.com. Click the microphone at the top and type in code TBTB. And now let's get to the episode.
And then stuff hit you right between the eyes. You'd be like, turn off.
I threw my phone up.
Go several times.
Yeah.
I feel attacked. Turn this off.
Right.
Why are you talking about it?
It's going to hit y'all. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can't read it right now, but you read it and let me know.
You know.
He said, what you can do is just.
Because I'm writing.
So I don't, when I'm writing a book, I can't read because I don't want to be influenced.
Yeah.
Oh, right. When I'm working on a new hour, I can't watch nobody stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want your voice in my head. I don't want nothing. Just leave me alone so I get my hour together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting to hear both of you say that about being in your moment. I push her because this is what she's living in right now. Mm-hmm. This is what she has been trying to do for the last 22 years. And I've been kind of just...
Come on, string.
And I'm like, hey, are you coming up for air? Do you realize? Because she'll be so in tune that I don't think she's enjoying the moment. Mm. And when you just said that, I'm right there. I'm always like, hey, you know who you in here with?
Right. Right. You know, you on go.
Yeah,
I'm working. Yeah. And so it'll hit me in my quiet time sometime. I'll be like, oh my God, did that just happen?
Right.
It's interesting just to hear you guys say it. I can push her, but in the same, when I'm listening to you talking about messing it up or feeling, that's me. I'm like, ah, and she's telling me, no, we're here. And I'm like, nah, we're going to hold that bridge.
That's constantly.
Yeah. No, we're going to, you go have fun and I'm going to
right.
give me all the chips. Mm-hmm. And nobody get to see, we ain't spending no money.
So that's us three.
We ain't spending no bread.
This y'all, is,
we
y'all wanna, not the dream.
Right.
Yeah, but we see the millions coming. We don't need an emoji for the street.
I'm more so like, because I remember the 22 years. I remember those moments like you just, like you just described. And it's like, we here, and I can tell her, hey, we in the room with such and such. Mm-hmm. Hey, we getting ready to go get on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, they want to talk to us? I can tell her, hey, this is cool, huh? But when she say, hey, I mean, I'm tight, you know. Hey, get the, hey, babe, you've been looking at this watch for 10 years. You buy the watch. I'm like, no, I save up for it. I'm still in that
mind frame. Melissa, I gave Melissa.
Nice to meet you.
I don't know, Melissa, man.
Right.
But the thing is, like, I used to be kind of hard on Melissa in my mind, but I also, I've been trying to
get. Stay there. Let's say more.
I'd be hard because I'd be like, I want you to be like me, right? But the same way she's been thinking like that for 20 years, I've been thinking like this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So her way of thinking saved us so many times.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for her, we would have been like, because I tell you that mindset on them deals, when the other side don't agree with you, I'd be like, oh, well. Like the one time I told y'all, I feel like I wanted double what we was getting paid. And they canceled the contract. If it weren't for me, her, we would have been in another apartment. They came home, I said, live. She had told me. She's like, let's just live our life. What if they say no? She talked about just staying at where we was at.
Yeah.
I was like, they said no more than that. They said no nothing.
Zero.
Right. Zero.
Oh, wow.
So the way you think, it be stuck in your mind because you think somebody coming to get it.
Then
the pandemic happened to be like, man. Told you.
Right.
See, that's something you would have never expected.
Ooh,
but know, let me tell you about, go ahead. I was going to say, but on the other side of that is when we say this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And it does.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We can't neglect those moments.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
So which allows you the opportunity to say, okay, I can breathe and live a little.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
without staying in that place of like, we got to hold on to it. Because let me tell you something. When we have our last day here, we can't take it with us.
Right.
So I want to enjoy life.
I've got no miles of rides for that reason only. I said, man, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to drive nice and teal.
That's right.
Maserati
King.
Right.
We had stayed in this really nice house. And Melissa, we was toying with getting it. We was like, man, I don't know. This is a humongous jump. And I told her, I said, look, even if we can't stay here forever, we'll always be able to say.
Did you talk to this man?
Why are you telling him
in my business. They're the same.
I said, listen, we can't stay here forever. We'll be able to say we stayed here for that time.
I said, man, won't this some good time?
But remember when?
She just told me this maybe five, 6 days ago, almost verbatim.
I said, listen, you want the car?
You're going to get the car.
You want the house? We're going to get the house. Live this one life, we're gonna live it, and I believe that God said we can have it. And if He decided later to take it away from us, then it was our time.
But we got the memories,
got the memories.
She literally said, well, listen, the way I calculated is it's gonna be at least 4 or 5 years before we
have to.
I said a lot of stuff gonna have to go wrong for a couple of years.
We're good for 4 or 5 years. And if we go broke, we'll be able to say we lived like the rich and famous for 4 or 5 years.
We was out there though. But
hey, and I did like this. I said,
Okay.
Y'all gonna have to come take the mama right. Y'all gonna have to fly out my car again.
Listen, yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Wow.
No, I was about to say, even like with the pandemic, it was like, oh, what's gonna happen? But I feel like so many things have happened because of the pandemic that have not been the oh God, I can't breathe. That like even we don't even know with like things like that happening, if it's going to affect us the way everybody say it's going to affect us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We'll be sitting there thinking, but yeah, if that happens, we ain't going to have no money. And then all of a sudden, you're making more money than you would than before the pandemic happened. So it's hard to like, it is hard to not want to be in that space of like, let me just in case a rainy day happened. But you might have needed some water. It might not be that it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
because
I'm
going to
spend
that was good. You may have needed the water.
You're right.
We all roll past it.
No, because I'm like the one like, you know what? We need to go ahead and get this. And he's like, no, we need to hold. I'm like, no, you work hard, I work hard.
I'm always like, no, we can wait, we can just, no. He was like, nah, you can stand over there and wait. I can't get this, you're going to watch me get it. So yeah, no, it's hard. So where do you feel like, from where we started to where we are now?
I was trying to keep y'all going, but y'all know I was eating.
That's right. He's like, eating it.
Hey.
What? Kevin, we're making a mess.
Everything was fine. You want another cup to dip? Anyway, so what we started, like, especially earlier on in the marriage, this is after we married or dated, what we started.
I don't know. You too.
Well, when we started out in the marriage, it was like, it was kind of like a 9-to-5 for both of us because Angel was working consistently. That was an ER.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dreaming really didn't start until years after. Mm-hmm. I don't feel. It's like she was living her dream of, you know, working on these shows, and it's like, as we started the podcast, we started.
Time out. You said you. I thought you meant she was a nurse.
That's what I said.
No, she was on the last 3 seasons of ER.
I said ER.
I thought
I was on the 911.
But I said what she was working on.
No, this is
came out here and I started
when
working.
We were moving, literally we were driving across country. She got the call saying that she got that job.
Oh man, you came to LA.
No, she was already out here.
I was out here for a couple of months.
You don't
see you waited all that time. Right. All them months.
That must have been wild, huh?
And you were on the last 3 seasons? You know what that means?
Listen, with COVID,
that's why I was waiting for the residual check. I was like, I know they gotta be watching ER in Botswana or something. Where's the residual check?
I love that.
For you, you feel like you just start dreaming and tell. You the one supposed to be talking and still eating.
He spills.
Every time I try to stand with Marcus, I end up tipsy.
I'm not taking ownership.
You want to try the white? You want to try Mary J. Blige's?
Oh, I do.
What have you had?
No, I only had a little bit.
Oh, you just have the white. You're good.
No, Melissa's trying to grab it.
This is Mary J. Blige.
The whiskey we got is Uncle Nearest. Uncle Nearest is a whiskey. Black owned.
Black owned. He taught Jack Daniels how to make.
He did.
He did. And Jack Daniels finally went back and acknowledged that that it was a slave that taught him that way.
Let me see it.
Uncle Nearest, it's a black owned whiskey company.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
100 proof.
They went and changed their history. They had to be like, all right, man, we got to tell the truth.
Yeah. No, the companies actually work together now.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. And so you can get that at like a regular Total Wine or something?
Yeah.
Uncle Nearest.
Anyway, so it started off with like the whole dreamy thing after his agent's elaborate career. So she was already got on their track long ago of like, okay, doing social media and also actress. And then it was like slowly, like what last year probably is when I finally jumped on board.
Yeah, but she was so slow to it. Yeah, what did you do to jump on board?
I finally got social media.
Oh, Marcus, social media. You know where his name came from?
Oh my God.
Wait, he don't
even know his handle. His handle is what?
Marcus ain't on the
ring.
So what happened,
Pam? Wait, about his basketball. What's yours?
Team Chance Basketball.
That's the only reason he got one.
Listen, we was doing a podcast episode with Angel and Marcus, and I tagged at that chick Angel and at Marcus ain't on the gram because he ain't had no social media. And then like a couple weeks later, it turned blue. And he was like, I'm going to just use that as my name.
I was inspired. I said, oh, he got jokes.
There he is, though. I love it. But yeah, it took a while for it to, he just started participating. He wasn't like, he was kind of participating. Yeah. Just, you know, kind of.
In the blogs and everything.
Look at Chance.
Yeah, in the blogs all the time. Like,
it's amazing. If Marcus is telling your testimony, raise your hand. My literal Instagram name is Miss Kev on Stage because his was Kev on Stage. I didn't want an Instagram or any social media. He started it for me and was like, my wife, Miss Kev on Stage.
Right. Literally. Start her Facebook page too.
So go ahead and get Chance one right real quick.
I started his. The Team Chance basketball. I said, well, if you're going to have the basketball team, you at least got to have the place for people to find you. Yeah. Oh, well, Marcus, he was like, when I got his account started, he was like, it was asking for to be allowed to get a hold of his pictures. He's like, do I have to say yes? I said, well, where are they getting the pictures from, baby? Where are they getting the pictures from?
Look, I'm over here like, oh, see.
He's like, I gotta let them get to my pictures. I was like, this ain't true.
So what's that? Are you supposed to do that?
Listen,
this was last year, Kayla.
That was him. I have to give them access to everything.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to give them what I want to give them. They asking for permission. That means they can have it. No.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Kayla, like, they watching us right now. I will be looking at us.
Oh, they are.
We're all going to have ads in our Instagram about feed Disneyland. About that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Start talking about Disneyland. I guess that the next time you open that Google, Disneyland advertising.
So Chance, where are you now when it comes? Because we know Melissa is a full blown influencer now that it comes.
I want to hear her answer too. She is. I can answer both of us.
You did right. Yeah, he got it now.
I've been practicing.
So I love that.
Okay, so Chance and Melissa, where are y'all at now when it comes to like social media and like just this whole like world that your spouses have kind of rubbed off on your own?
Ladies first.
I saw Chance. He was like, let me just go ahead and slide that some time.
As soon as he cleared his throat, I was like, he gonna answer. Then he looked like, oh, wait. Please, first.
Go ahead.
I think that similarly to the strings here, I've only been on board truly in a sense where this is of my choosing. That actually didn't start off with my choosing.
No.
In the last 2 years. And that is because actually on Sunday will be the anniversary of my last day at my 9-to-5.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Two year
anniversary.
Look at God.
And even
wow, she gets to celebrate an anniversary.
For leaving her job.
Alright, so
don't judge him.
Alright, so
are you about to do it?
See, you're wrong for that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. But also, we talked about on the podcast when you were there, you were talking about, and I feel like it was around this time that the, I'm going to stop talking.
You ain't on this side no more, Chance.
No. I was string deep down in my heart.
Two years in.
You one of them, man.
So, I have not, so listen, I'm not as comfortable with this because I'm not fortunate enough to be in, I don't think so, in this environment all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit of a control freak. Mm-hmm. with my privacy, the things that you can ask me and intrude on. That's and I'm too. Not as polished as I've seen you be. I've seen my wife, and you know, and I know that about myself. I might get into an environment, you might ask me the wrong question, and I might say something that set a whole lot of people back. And I know that about myself, so I don't feel as comfortable being in front of the camera and all of that.
You
so
are I'm like, me and I am you. You know, I literally just clapped back at somebody on when I was
And that was, I was getting ready to finish with, and I'm very sensitive. And I learned that about myself through all the success that my wife has had here recently. People can say something about her, and I'll be like,
I had to
really be honest. You know, there's a lot of people who be like, you should do this, you funny, and that, until I ain't
right.
And I have respect for my wife and her hustle, and the 22 years that I've watched her from, you know, I just respectfully decided to stay in the background. I'm cool with that.
Let me ask you this, James.
I can play an assistant. I can be the ears and the eyes when, you know, and I can kind of pull a coattail and be like, hey.
But you do have a show.
But let me ask you this,
Rise
though,
to have a chance. You do. Not do that.
Yeah, I only do that because it's mine and it's hers. And there's preparation before. Like, everybody, you know, we ain't talking
but
about
I've been
that,
doing this for 3 years. Yes. In the first 2 years, you didn't see change.
Yeah.
You would hear him.
Yeah.
And all you hear was, why them people looking in our house?
And that was real.
But you said you had a question. Yeah. So is it important for you to have your own thing that's separate from Tab? Do you think that plays into why you keep your job? Because you're like, this is my thing, that in case anything goes wrong with that, or even go crazy, I still got my own thing, my own identity about it. That's not necessarily tied to her.
Yes, but let me explain that. We've been together since we was 19 years. I played the role of your wife in saving us in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. She's done her portion of it. She's been a dreamer. I always refer to her as my dog in the fight, in the dream fight, and I'm okay with that, right? But there's a part of me that still feels like I don't want the burden. She can't come up for air and realize that she's in the room with these people and she's living her dream if the burden of I gotta be in business mode to take care of my family because I'm all we got. That's a concern for me. I don't want to take that away from her. Now when I figure out what it is that I want to do, right, I feel comfortable in knowing that my wife got my back. She's gonna be like, hey babe, you know, and because I've been, you know, holding, pinching off on the bridge, you know. You know what I'm saying? And putting it over here, I'll be able to say, okay, I'm going to take this little money that I had and I'm going to invest into this thing. Uh-huh. And then once I get something that is showing to be lucrative and not a burden on her, because I want her to enjoy her dream. This is her dream. Yeah. This is her thing. So when I do that without her, I don't want, she says she doesn't, of course, and I believe her. Because y'all, you know what I mean, y'all dreamers. Mm-hmm. And y'all always see the cup is half full, right?
So, it's not full.
And
it's overflowing.
Yeah, it's overflowing.
What cup? I am in the blessing.
Right. So I appreciate that. I do appreciate it, and I want her to always be like that. And I just don't ever want to feel like, I go in on my kids too. Like, hey, your mama ain't taking care of you forever.
Right.
You know, you eight, you gonna get a job. You know, but I'm that dude. Right?
So you got about 6 years left. You get a work permit.
I'm gonna figure out how you can do them YouTube videos.
That's just my thinking on it. And I think, you know, I'm cool. She pressuring me every day. You ain't going back to work, you know. You know we don't have it. And I'm thinking, you know, you can talk to your blue in the face, but until I figure it out, right, and I can see that it's gonna be lucrative without it ain't the ego thing. I don't need you. I want my own. It ain't really that as much as
the security.
I just don't want her to be responsible.
Yeah, I see that
for me.
What I do know about my husband, right, because we have been together for a very long time and we have struggled together, right? If my husband, as a man, does not have something he is doing, his spirit is unsettled. right?
I am he and he is.
and it is not a macho thing. It's not an ego thing. It's just this thing where as a man, he feels like I got to do something to bring something to the table. Mm-hmm. Even if I tell him you being my husband is enough. Mm-hmm. Right? Even if I
say that. Would you get out my business like that?
And I try to tell him that, but what I have learned is even me saying that is not enough. Mm-hmm. He has to get to a place where he's comfortable. Yeah. And I got to be okay with that. Even if, you know, I tell him, babe, look, I'll double what you're making, mm-hmm. right? You can join the team. We'll figure it out. That's not enough for his spirit.
Yeah.
And his spirit has to be well in order for him to be well with anything that we do.
You know what's interesting about Travis? Listen, I'm going to let you talk after this. We just different years by.
Right.
Like Tab said, 3 years in. 3 years ago, I was fighting Melissa to quit her job. She quit, then she unquit, went part time. I had to be like, you know what, Liz, just, I'm not going, I can't fight you on that.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to let you do that because I realized I can't move you at my pace.
Yeah, but thank God kicked me out, though.
Thank God was like, oh, you don't want to quit this job?
He'll kick you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he will.
I went part time, and then they were like, the whole job shut down. Yeah. That's what you going to do. No, but let me say this. Go ahead. I was going to say, what's funny about what you're saying is I promise you I'm the exact same. I've literally, the whole reason I've been like, Melissa, do this influencer thing, you need to figure it out, you need to do, you got to, is I've been telling Kev, I need to figure out a way to generate a new stream of income that is not dependent on you. Uh-huh. That is like, so, he's like, yeah, but the podcast is yours, but we do it together. Yeah. I don't want to do that. That is you. Yeah. I don't always want to feel like all of the money in our household is associated solely with you.
But I be giving the ideas, but he don't want. And
it. I don't want to be
in y'all's lane. It's her comfort zone.
Chance, now hush. Now it's in your comfort zone. Not this comfort zone.
Where is the megaphone?
So look, my wife, I hear her in her interviews, right? All these thousands of interviews. And I'll be like, right there, I ain't doing all this, man. You said the same thing over and over again.
Right.
But in that, she'll say, you know, my husband is my partner, not my provider.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But then she'll come and argue with me. You understand?
But we partners. You ain't providing. I'm not providing.
I know, but hey.
We all one.
If you listen to that, if you say.
We all one.
I'm going to provide you with the idea.
But no,
I'm going to provide you with the.
I be gently suggesting. Right. I be like, you like basketball, don't you? Go do it.
Pick on some balls.
Right.
Yeah. You go
record, you just do it.
And it's like that mom that believes you know, that the kid is the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah, that's kinda, it's nothing my husband can't do.
This, yeah. And that's what you see. So she has, I don't want her to go, I don't want her to support me blindly like she's like with that career. Like she, you know, it ain't nothing I can't do wrong. Yeah, and I'm like, babe, you don't understand.
To produce the story of two couples.
No, it is uncanny.
Like, the world would love you, man.
Yes. It is uncanny.
That's right. That's my temperament.
Yeah,
it scares me.
See, it's Marcus really is waiting for the moment. He's like, when can I quit this job?
That's not what I'm waiting for.
What you waiting for, Marcus? Speak up for the streets!
But let me tell you this, Angel. For years, he would say, hey, I can't wait for the day to quit. Babe. Yeah, I can't wait. And now I'd be like, baby, the day has come. And he'd be like, I ain't really ready.
Right.
No, I would get a plan.
So listen, she's right. I have to.
Jazz had an old that way. Now, okay, now you all right.
He started that now, four times.
So when she feels that it's that time, uh-huh. and when I feel that it's that time,
right.
it's different.
Right.
And when you start, when God starts showing up and doing things that wanted it to happen, you say, oh man, but this is ridiculous what's going on in our life.
Chance.
Like, it's like this. I'm kind of like, hey,
I can only imagine.
Don't stop. but let me catch my breath.
Right, for real. God said, "Oh, you didn't believe." But so let me show
I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared, and we have never. Mm-hmm. I'm a little hesitant.
You can just say lived in this moment before.
So you know what I was.
I already know.
So we ain't never.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
So, we got it. We got it.
I don't want nobody to take that the wrong way. Yeah. But I ain't never seen it like this.
Right.
And I don't want to be.
You don't want to go back.
There was a year period I would screenshot the bank. I'd be like,
yeah. There we go. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank
you.
What is wrong?
Somebody coming again, too.
Yeah.
They got it. We got to
find it. I asked my wife for a whole year that, have you? We got an attorney because we're doing something wrong.
That's what I knew was real. After I paid my tax, I said, it's everything is cool.
Okay, so yeah, so it's a little mind blowing, and I'm a little scared. Right, and
that's
I don't want to be those people that do something premature.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So that's similar to me.
Like I joke around and say, you know, when can I quit? But
yeah,
I'm the same way. It's like until I can take flight
on my own.
Yeah,
which is when I'm ready to step away. But it's like right now, it's like I'm not ready. All right. Hold it, and while I do this, cause...
No, I know that. I'm just saying, you do say, you look forward to that day of being able to take flight, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks forward. If that day came tomorrow where it was, he'd be like, where can I tell these people?
But it's got to be,
but that's
like,
a mental thing.
It's like, a mental thing.
Okay, that's yours.
It's absolutely my mental thing.
It's way more mental, because the stuff, like, if you were to, it's in the book, too. If you were to add up your expenses, and then divide what you have, and even allocate for stuff, your money will be like, you good, but then your mind, you'd be like, but in 2003, when we had the second kid, the daycare bill was this, and we ain't couldn't have no Christmas.
Right, right.
So I'm gonna just make sure everything okay. You know what I mean?
Cool.
When you remember having to make sacrifices between the $5.98 meat and the $5.97 meat.
We can listen.
Are you looking at it to see, is it too brown?
Right.
Listen.
I'm like, I need to get these wig vouchers real quick. Get this milk and cake.
I never said this out loud, but I'm gonna say it.
And you don't want to be the person. You don't want to be the person, right? He don't want to be the person. She don't want to be the person. When you can honestly look at yourself in the mirror and say, I didn't really have a dream to be in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have a dream to do all the things that you see coming full circle. And this is, I'm gonna tell you some truth, and I know you can really, you ain't gotta agree with me. I said for but when you the person living with a dreamer and you like, you crazy. But I ain't gonna say nothing.
I ain't gonna say nothing. You
so in the back of your you might not say that to your partner, your spouse, your wife, but in the back of your if you know that and you saying that and you remember that, it's kind of hard for you to just when they say, quit your job and I'm gonna take care of you.
That just validates
to just do it.
Yeah,
for you to do it.
Now you crazy too for believing.
Yeah, but that's what. And you selfish. And to me, it makes me feel selfish because I'm like, man, I was kind of low key doubting a little bit. I was with you because I loved you anyway.
Right.
I love that part of you. I love that you dream like that. Yeah. That's what was attractive to me. But if you ask me, hey, did you really believe?
I was the one that was always going to hold us down, and it wasn't a matter of me believing you.
It was a matter of I loved that about you. You made me feel good by
that
energy,
good,
right? It made me feel good to be with a person who could, because I was such the opposite.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
She got what I wish that I had.
And also that hold you down was so valuable for so many times.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Without that hold you down, we couldn't dream like that.
Right.
Like that hold you down, when I got fired. And sometimes that balance, you know, on a seesaw, sometimes that balance go way over here. When I got fired, it was like, girl, this is
that
all you.
That was like me when I had my first son. I was like, well, I'm glad you're going to work. I'm sitting here breastfeeding. I can't go nowhere.
The first son, the shows that didn't pick her up, she's like, oh, what about, I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Go to the next one.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep.
So it's like, I'm not trying to face that. Right. And I was like, no, that's ugly. I don't want to do that.
Because
it got to swing you all along the way.
If I meet these deadlines at work, we good.
Right.
I
mean, like, and I think that's the thing, but there's power in the tongue that we cannot ever forget, right? Because as you joke, right, it's a joke that he can't wait. Chance has joked for years that he can't wait for me to get on. His joke would always be like, man, when you blow up,
I'ma just start getting in front of the camera. I'ma be Denzel. I don't want to have the audition. I just want to show up because I'ma just ride your coattail. Man. He would joke and say that.
And you're gonna joke something to the truth.
Now people call him like, we want Chance.
And they like, and
you're like, no, I don't want to do that.
But you, I was just saying
but
that.
But you said it for years. Yeah. And now God is saying, let me show you how I listen to the tongue.
That's what I said about God pushing you out, because anytime, and I'm expecting it to happen soon again. Mm-hmm. Anytime, like, I pray and I think about, like, promotion or getting advancement or doing this, God, it doesn't just come to me. God makes me uncomfortable enough for me to move. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to force you out of this position. That's and it's happened consistently.
Every time.
Prophecy, all talk spoken over me at church. Everybody said, this was about to happen. I'm like, yeah, then it gets uncomfortable enough where I end up moving.
You got to move.
Then I'm like, huh. So then I'm like, all right, it's coming. What is that uncomfort going
to
be?
Well, you know, you could always practice, because that was Chance decided to do. He decided to practice.
Practice what?
He took a leave from his job. He said, 6 months.
Well, that's, I thought he got facial hair. So I was like, he got to be.
He got to leave. That beard done came in.
You know why Angel said that?
I took the lead. Because my family needed me.
Yes, okay,
my
did.
Family needed we my did. Son's COVID. My son needs, she's too busy. He needs a teacher. He needs,
you know. That's what Melissa did when you did this out, when you did that part time job. That was you taking leave.
You know what's funny? I have this question for you, Chance. If tomorrow was Monday, was the end of your 6 months, would you go back to work?
Wow, that's what you're gonna be up in my business like that today.
I will tell you what. Well, I don't know what your answer is gonna be now. But for me, if everything went to crap over the weekend for whatever reason, on Monday I would have no problem clocking into a job.
Really?
So I would die. I would literally
30 people in my phone right now that I can call and be like, yo, so listen, it ain't work out, girl. You still got that opening?
Yeah. See, I think you would go, but then you would hate it while you were there.
I don't even think so.
The dreamers. The dreamers feel like that.
I would shrivel.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. So it has come up. I'm due to go back in January. I don't think that, and even if tomorrow, if they said tomorrow, I'd probably put up a little resistance, be like, listen, my 6 months ain't
Now, look, I don't know how your calendar works.
Right. But listen, my 6 months ain't up. I was trying to be off for Christmas. But, deal's a deal, player. But I will go back, right? Because I'm telling you guys, I have an issue with not knowing what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's because, and I don't wife, I want her to enjoy every moment of her dream. Mm-hmm. Every moment. Every moment, every entire second, I want it to be enjoyable. I want her to have it. And I feel, she says I'm not. She says I take away from enjoyment by going to work.
I was going to say that, but don't you think it takes away from me? Part of the dream, we wake up together, we do this. Because part of that dream is me and we going to do this together.
Oh, calm down.
What up, guys? So Melissa and I have decided for our 40th birthday, we are giving ourselves the gift of great help. And that's where Noom comes in. Noom is the best way to get your body the way you want it. Listen, I have learned that in this stage of my life, the number on the scale is not nearly as important as the way I look, the way I feel, and the way the clothes fit on me. I recently had a great tragedy in my life. Do you think I was working out and eating right then? No. I took a couple days off. And Noom doesn't mind that. Okay, I got the Noom Weight app. I can look at daily lessons. I got coaching. I got flexibility. I got a coach that helps me stay on track with my goals. I'm feeling better. I'm making less bad choices, and I'm not sitting in bad choices for as long. Noom is a psychology-based approach. Okay? Empowers you to build more sustainable habits and better behaviors. And to date, Noom has helped over 3.6 million people lose weight. Nourishing instead of restrictive. Listen, progress isn't a straight line, and off days are totally okay. Noom Weight will help you get back on track. active numerous lose on average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. And 95% of customers say Noom weight is a good long-term solution. Listen up. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom weight psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TBTB. That's Noom.com/TBTB to sign up for your trial today. And now back to the show.
Yeah. It's so frustrating. Him getting up early in the morning, going to work. I'm like, so you just going to leave me?
Yeah. We just going to leave you so you can go do your dream.
She's like, really throwing that guilt trip at me. It's like,
the kids,
you're
leaving with the kids.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay,
going to go.
What was it? Let me ask you. I want you to answer this question.
Okay.
What was your dream? What was it when you were a young teenager that you wanted to do?
You ain't care to get on my guy.
So, yes, please.
That's something I always find. People that know their dream and know their passion is a blessing. Because a majority of people don't. They have no idea. She has had this dream of acting since she was
an embryo.
And every time she's like, it's easy for them to look at you. What do you want to do? You can just do it. Like, shut up. You had this dream for a long time. Yeah. For you to know what your dream, like, you know what? Even if I didn't get paid, this is what I would do all the time, no matter what. It's like, a lot of people don't know what that is.
Where's the tambourine?
He knows what it is.
That's
basketball.
Crazy, Marcus.
But Marcus knows too. It's cards. He loves
them. So Marcus, hold on. So the two of them did this. Mm-hmm. So they think that they know.
Yeah.
That's something that you enjoy.
Uh-huh.
That's something that you enjoy and you're pretty good at.
But
passion and that thing that you're talking about that my wife said when she was 7-8 years old watching Rudy on the Cosby's, it tapped into. Can you say that about cars? I can almost answer this question. I can say it about basketball, but from a different aspect of, I was about 12 or 13 and I had older siblings and that's all I knew to do, right? That's what I was like, we're gonna go play ball.
Yeah.
That's different from that thing that I'm sure that lives inside of you. Those are things that we're good at and we enjoy, but it's not the same.
You have a gift that you run from.
What you see as a gift, man, right? And what can be lucrative and working
is
Remember,
I said where we started in Greensburg. Okay, he had a studio he built by hand in our house for music. He is so passionate about it.
I'm good at it.
That's the difference.
He put studio equipment in layaway.
Oh wow.
He paid on it weekly. He would go and look at it in the store while it was there on layaway. And take me back. I'm gonna get this one right here. I got five more payments. He was so passionate. I never ever saw my husband do anything with his hands.
I looked over there.
And he literally built his own booth in our house. Right? When we came, when we left, first when we decided, when I told him, I was like, listen, God told me we got to go to L.A. He was like, no, we can't do that because I got the studio. Mm-hmm. His face is just on the, you know, get good, right?
Man,
listen,
I was Drake before Drake.
I was about to say that because he used to be like, man, Drake stole my thing. I used to do the talking with the music, with the singing, baby. When we moved to L.A. into our apartment, he lost his booth. He brought his equipment. He was like, man, how am I going to do this? The little boy inside of him just put his head down and say, I gotta go.
Gotta go work.
And I saw him give up on something that he was passionate about, right? Now, because it took him a long time to get past the fear to do it from the beginning. Now the fear has grown for 16 years and all over. So now he's afraid all over again to dream, right? But God has given him a gift that he tries to act like doesn't exist.
I'm gonna tell you, I often feel like that for a dream or for strings though,
that it is hard. The dream inside of you, whatever that fire is, because if you ask me what I wanted to be when I was a kid, I'm not quite sure I can articulate an answer. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a standard issue. I want to be a lawyer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For
yep.
Why, though? You don't know nothing about it. I don't, and when you don't have a, I mean, you had music, but I don't have a tangible, Kev is funny. That's something you recognize at like five. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You, when you don't have that, it's very hard to like figure out what that is. So then you marry a dreamer who has it, and whatever dream you may have even thought you could like find and be in tune, it diminishes over time because you accept the role of going to work. Mm. You accept the role of having the
401k. That's called teamwork. That's called teamwork right there.
You accept the role that when things don't work out on your end as you're dreaming, I always have a floor that we won't go below because so we don't end up homeless. Okay? Deb used to say, well, you know Tyler Perry was homeless.
That was my thing.
Oh,
we ain't even homeless yet.
We ain't even homeless yet. That's it all. We don't even want it bad enough. You ain't really living on a bridge with me.
Man, we still got a roof over
here. You ain't been homeless yet. It's successful.
That ain't my testimony.
That will never be my testimony. Right. Not when I'm able-bodied and college educated.
Right.
Get a job.
Right. But see, this, now the difference in me and Chance is I always worked. Just like you, if everything went to hell in a handbag this weekend, Tab can get a job Monday. I have never, ever been a stranger to work.
Right.
I've worked since I was 12. I have worked before then with my granddaddy. I've always worked. And I always had a steady check because I had a family.
Right.
And my family comes first, which is why for a long time my dreams took a back seat.
Yeah.
Right. And I, like I told you before, I worked while I waited. And so living builds character.
Yeah.
But in the side of, there was never a job that I ever worked that I did not take my breaks and sometimes go in the bathroom and cry. There was never a time I didn't go in that bathroom and look in my mirror and say, girl, this is temporary. It will pass. Something greater is coming. But that is because I have something living inside of me. And I know that that's a blessing because some people do not know what their thing is. And I respect that. We, you know, we can joke about it. And my true desire would be for my husband to trust me and say, babe, we good. But I know in order for him to be good, his spirit got to be right. And it has to be something for him to say, this is mine. And then he's like, okay, we can do this, right?
Hey. Let me ask you, cool. I just gotta know. Let me ask y'all.
He rubbing his knees, y'all.
So listen, if I'm asking because if they have not tried this, I'm preparing you guys.
Okay.
I like this. So don't fall for the. How much is the account going to have to have? Don't fall for that because
she just said
that right there. She had me in a.
You told me
now she can throw it at you.
Yes,
look, that's what you said. Well,
she had me for about a month. I had me feeling real bad. She had me feeling real bad.
That never seemed unachievable.
She was real shady and real
petty. Real petty.
She was like, I want you to download this and you need to. And I'm like, what
man?
You need, here's your bank card and everything. And then I'm like, she's like, check
this username and password.
Yeah, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that ain't what I was talking about.
That's what I said, but that's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant. That's right. That's not what I meant.
I got one last question. We'll go all the way down. So we did where it started. How's it going? Where will it be?
Girl, we gonna be here for another hour.
More than we can imagine.
That was good.
Man.
Kevin, where will it be?
That's a hard question because people, I always feel like.
I'm excited for the dreamers to answer.
Man, oh, yeah.
I know, I
can we split
know.
It? Can we do dreamers and then strange?
Oh. My scripture, I got two scriptures that lead me. Come on, Jeremiah 29:11.
Come on.
I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah. Do you know what that scripture means in context?
I don't need context. It means it to me. Yeah. Say it, the Lord of hosts.
Uh-huh.
Plans to prosper me. I don't want to read it. I like it out of context.
You should read it in context.
And then, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all
you ask. I don't know the context.
Yeah, don't try to bring me down.
But Jeremiah 29:11, y'all.
I don't want the context.
Y'all should read the context.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you the part that's crazy too, Chance, since you asked. Or Angel. Who
asked? Angel. I didn't ask.
Angel. I'm just going at Chance.
Yeah. He started.
Here's the thing, because Angel asked me this too.
My string, brother.
Angel be like, Kev, do you ever realize you made it? I'd be like, girl, we are just getting started.
Yeah,
so for me, and the crazy thing is what I envision is coming to pass quicker than I realize. Mm-hmm. And I'm just be doing it so quick, I don't realize. This office we are in is just podcast studio. There's four buildings down here. In my mind, my company has all four of these.
This is just
this whole thing. Knock all these walls down. I need sound stages. I need offices. Yeah. Soundstage. All through this whole thing.
Yeah.
My goal. I know, Chance.
I'm just thinking because when I came in and I was like, "Oh, this is nice, Kevin. You got enough." He looked at me like,
There was a bigger one that I was trying to tell her. We was coming from a way smaller, so I knew this was too much for her.
Yeah.
Cry before you walk.
Please cry.
She's like, come on,
man, rub day old draft. And then the where it's going is basically what Tyler Perry has, that whole army base making. All the stuff he could ever dream of. Like, that's for me. If you ask me if I've made it, I'm literally making whatever comes to my mind. Like, I'm getting to that point now on a very small scale on, like, sketches. We do the comedy show. We're working on a movie. Working on this and that. But when I get to my full potential, it's like we got six movies coming out. We got three shows. Yeah. We producing stuff for other people. I ain't even in this stuff no more.
Yeah.
Like, when I made it, I don't even have to be in it. It'll be like, oh, this with Kev. If Kev produced this, you know it's good. You know that means you're going to get a good show. You're going to get a new person. Even if you had never heard of this person, you heard of me. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, dang, that's good. So that's where I'm going to. And I ain't even 40 yet.
Come on.
By the time that the Forbes, you got two more years. Y'all ain't going to be on no list. I done missed 30 under 30, 35 under 35.
Yeah, I want to.
If y'all don't give me a 40 under 40, I'm not answering for 50 under 50. You can't put me in. I am not available for 50 under 50. Y'all got it till 40.
Mm-hmm. Call them.
All right, Liz.
Child. This is the difference between the strings and the dreamers, because one thing, and I've said this, this is such a great conversation. These are quite literally my favorite conversation. I'm going to just take an aside.
Because I'll make you feel like you're crazy. Chance will make you feel like
Kevin
insane.
Kevin will make me feel like I am going crazy and that what I am saying makes absolutely no sense, because of course his way is the right way. So hearing other couple dynamics that affirm, number one, I'm not crazy. And other couples have these same dynamics. Number one, it is so affirming, so assuring, and comforting to know that I'm not alone
trying to make this happen. Yeah. Chance, we bring her right back down the road. The last time we did the love hour to work to get her where I'm at, now she's like, and I knew I wasn't crazy.
Listen,
the Bonnie household.
Hey, y'all invited me.
Told y'all leave me at home.
Right. It's always one of the reasons, I know we're doing the mukbang with Angel, but even on the podcast, I always make sure that if I'm inviting a couple, I invite the couple, mm-hmm. and not just like the personality. Mm-hmm. Partly because, number one, Kevin's always been the personality, and he'll do stuff on a panel, and I'm like, are you about to ask him about his marriage and his wife ain't there?
Let me tell you something.
I ain't going to do that. Don't do that. Just don't do it.
And so I'm always mind.
Just don't do it.
I'm always, listen, just don't.
Do not.
Do
not.
Don't do that. I'm always mindful of, even when every time I've had a couple on, I don't care who the bigger personality is. Is your wife available? Mm-hmm. Is your husband available?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Can y'all both come?
When Angie said we're doing that, I was like,
he said, me?
Me?
I was like, both of us.
But listen, because for me, even if it's, you know, the bald and the beautiful, whatever it is, for me, Kevin is the personality, and I know how that feels. So I'm always like, no, I want the both of you come together as a couple. Because you say, I do together, come to my show together. Right. Okay? Yeah, yeah. That's just the energy that I'm giving out because I'm always going to represent for the strength. Second thing I was going to say is, it's funny to hear Kevin's like dream because they're big, massive dreams. Mm-hmm. And my dream is like, I want to get 5 brand deals next year.
Those are huge. Don't try to make your dreams.
Dreams are relative.
Don't minimize.
Dreams are relative.
I know, and they absolutely are. But the point that I'm making is that it's like, girl, that's it. Yes, that is it. The end. Period.
That's a great dream. Yeah, that's still crazy. A big
My dream for you be bigger than that.
That's
what I'm saying. Five brand deals can happen.
It's like,
I'm seeing 5 of those before the end of the year.
That's what I've been saying.
Right. Sephora is one of your 5 brand deals. Yeah.
I'm talking about you need to be headlining Essence. Like a Michelle Obama spot. Come That's on. You.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I don't know that my mind would even fathom to think about as a dream. And I understand the point of a dream is to dream.
Yeah.
Okay. And even in my dreams, it's always still like, girl, just like be grounded a little bit. Uh-huh. Like dreams are supposed to be like lofty and in the clouds, but like just come down just a tad and like dream something realistic, which is like not a dream. But also I feel like that's just always, you know, the mentality. So anyways, those are my dreams.
You a thinker.
Oh, okay. So we're just talking about where we're going.
Where you see it going.
All right, I'm gonna try this.
Let's go, Chad.
Okay. This is so family friendly. Oh, oh,
we're gonna play.
Okay, so I can comfortably say.
Okay, say it.
That I can really see just from the things that have been happening in my wife's career that we could possibly be household names, right? Mm-hmm. What I would like to take from that, or what I would like to be able to do with that, is be able to change the image of what a black family looks like.
Yes. Let's go, Chan! That's a big dream!
That's BLE right there.
That is, to me, one that I would like to accomplish along with my wife while she pursues her dream.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, considering what we're going through right now. Studios, productions, things of that nature, that's more so in my wife's stream. But me, I think that I can contribute to that and say that's something that I hope that we can make black folks proud, you know, in the sense that, hey, you're getting something that really looks like us rather than a watered down version or super dramatic or negative,
washed out,
you know, some stereotypical version of us. Now that's where
that
I feel comfortable.
Good. Yeah, that was good. That was a good answer. That was great.
What about you?
That is me.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
I can't. Your real estate dreams.
Well, I mean,
you want to flip houses?
I want to do something in the real estate, but that's really about security. I want to keep the bread.
That's a long, good long-term investment.
Yeah, it is, though. Yeah, it is.
That's my brother-in-law. All
in. That's what I said.
Somebody recently told us on our podcast, real estate is the best thing you can do because they're not making any more of it.
Land is all that's
you don't have to be some crazy Wall Street person, or you don't have to have some background in financing and all of that to make a good investment. You can buy some real estate and it can continue to pay you, and it never goes bad.
That's the way I look at it. Real estate dreamer.
I just want. So now she's gonna turn me in. Now she's gonna make out of Michelle Williams.
Oh my God! Right. You want to open a candy store?
Wait, Deb, what's your love language?
What's my love language? Mm-hmm. What
does
that mean?
Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service. What am I missing?
How do you like to receive love?
Gifts.
Like, when do you feel the most loved?
Oh, you know what? Of those five, though.
Oh, of those five?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, say them again.
Okay, I'm going to say them again. Acts of service,
mm-hmm.
quality time,
mm-hmm.
physical touch,
mm-hmm.
words of affirmation, gifts.
Oh, quality time.
Oh, okay.
Because I like spending time with
that's why that
my
job.
Husband.
Cause I would have thought it was
words
of affirmation.
So would I. Because
I thought it was going to be work. Yeah, because you do it so easily.
That's the way she likes.
Well, that's how I like to give to others.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't need to receive it
because
I'm grounded in it. Right.
Ooh,
I mean, it's great.
That's the language you most fluently speak.
Yeah, but I can speak that into other people. But I like.
So you're an encourager.
I am.
Can
we not tell from all the videos?
Yeah.
She be encouraging.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's true. But it's so true though. But it's one thing to like, and you can edit this out because I want to make sure I say it correctly. If I don't, so you can edit it out. To do it like on video, it's another thing to like really own that,
to live
it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But if your spiritual gift is
exhortation,
then it makes sense, which is why it makes sense that I thought it was words of affirmation. Okay, I'm having a moment. Okay. That was like super teachery, but when I taught Sunday school, those were the things that I thought.
She's definitely grounded in it. I can be pumping gas, and she'd be like, baby, you pumping that gas.
Oh, it ain't even stopping. Right. You're just going in.
You look so good.
I'm like, you know what? If you ever want to know what it is like to be God, pump gas. Because you know, you control it. It's just like your ocean. He tells you when to stop. You are so Christ-like. Okay.
So where's it going?
I'm not words of affirmation, girl.
Going?
But I definitely always got a word.
We always got a word. You know what? I truly do believe when I say more than I can imagine.
Mm.
Because God has truly surpassed my dreams.
Mm.
He has blown
already.
My mind. Mm-hmm. He has truly blown my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's things that, of course, I can't say on here that are happening that I dreamt that would happen maybe 10 more years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And they happen all in the same week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I do know that I am a household name.
Oh, yeah.
People will say, oh, Tab doing it, it's solid.
You know? Right, right, right.
I see myself with multiple shows. Production company, studios. I see myself with my own network.
Ooh, Tab!
I just do. I,
absolutely.
You know, the first will become last and the last will become first. And I've been doing it for 22 plus years, but been dreaming since I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I just believe that I can have everything he said I can have.
Mm-hmm.
And so shows, you know, touring the world.
Mm.
Changing lives.
We believe in God. She's gonna
be. Oh, okay. I ain't never been. Okay, see,
I'm not
gonna throw it in tax space.
I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna have it.
You know, because chance here to leave the country.
Just stay on the dream. Stay on the dream.
I believe. I also believe that traveling is coming.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But those are things I do see. You know, definitely. Definitely a lot of television time.
I could see y'all having the Huxtable effect and the Different World effect,
yeah.
Where people literally went to college because of that show. Like,
because
we had never, I had never seen it.
Like, that's right.
Never had no desire to go to college till I saw Different World.
Yeah.
And we hadn't seen the black family like the Huxtables until we saw them. We're like, oh, this could be black people. because it was always the struggle. Moving on up, we ain't got no beef. It was just like always bad.
And it's funny that you said that because my show that I envision is to make people want to get married. Black people and stay married and understand that it ain't always perfect.
Yeah.
But you're together and you can make it.
Yeah.
So that is my goal. When he says, you know, make black folk proud and be like, oh, you know what? They did something great for us. Mm-hmm. It's those type of shows.
Media has an effect on people.
It does.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, that, I see that. I never knew that was a thing before.
It inspires you.
It's inspiring.
So that's where. Honey, listen, I don't even know, but it's going to be a whole lot.
It's
going to be more than what I can even imagine.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You know, I am actually a small dreamer.
A lot of times.
Yes, I'm a small dreamer. It takes a lot for me.
Really?
He'll be like, what?
Andy dreams way too small. She's already surpassing.
Yeah, it'd be something real small like that.
Like, you're dreaming about something you passed. Like, to get that, you need to be
You can't be on me and tap team if you ain't going to be dreaming big.
Right. No. But I got that big league energy now. So I will be a mogul. That is what I'm
doing. Let's go, Angel.
Not just my on-screen stuff. Like, that's happening now. That'll continue to happen. It'll keep getting bigger. But I'll have my hand in a lot of businesses that aren't anything about what I'm doing on camera that will be very successful, so that if I ever decide, you know what, I'm done with the camera, money is still
coming in.
Mm-hmm. Like reinventing the way to do a talk show, wanting to be able to invest in other women, entrepreneurs, being able to kind of like get their engine going. I want to be able to be an outlet, like almost like a venture capitalist in that, but like specifically for women. And what else? And I want a big old house. Like, we're getting ready to move.
That's so small.
Like, we be looking at houses, and I look at what we can afford currently, and I had to, the other day, remember, I said, you know what? Let me actually find out what I actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Not what makes sense right now. Let me see what I want so that when the Lord presents it, I can be like, oh yeah, that's what I had said.
Last year, what we could have gotten looks nothing like what we can get now.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy how that quickly that can happen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, wait,
I'm just touching and agreeing.
That's it. I'm gonna be a mogul. Like, when you
Angel, she said strong in the
listen. I said what say I said.
Say it again, Angel.
I'm gonna be a mogul.
I am a mogul.
I am a mogul. I own this building.
Come on in here. Don't knock on my door talking about some ducks. You ain't clear with my eyes.
I didn't tell you guys the story. Okay.
Where's the bread?
I just dropped my merch line. That's going to be something bigger I am enough.
Yeah.
Quite literally no more powerful words than simply saying I am.
I am that I am.
You
have to be to simply be the I am.
That's the period on that.
That's right.
Period. Where you at, baby?
Take the aisle. Period. I will be eating, but that rice is already.
Boy. So this was actually really good.
It was great.
Vegan food. Y'all first vegan mukbang.
Yep, it's our first
vegan mukbang.
Look at that.
No, I was vegan for a minute.
For a month.
That's your business.
She said that's your business.
That was a difficult month. It was almost raw vegan. Anyway. So it's crazy when I hear like other dreamers like Kev talking about every time I hear people talk like that, I'm just like, absolutely, that's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I'm gonna do whatever I can to help make that happen. And that's one of the things before I get to mine with Angel, for years now, it's just been like, she's noticed that she doubts herself. It's just like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I'm like, Angel, you should do this. And we actually said, I don't know whether the thing was our podcast, like, I literally saw God tell somebody to tell you what you need to be doing. Like they said that in church, this woman don't even really know you like it. And she said, this is what you're going to, God told me to tell you this. And I'm like, he told you and I told you. Who else can you tell? So it's just like, yeah, that's one thing I've always noticed about angels. It's like, no, your dreams, the dreams that you have, what you're doing can already swallow those. You need to go into the ocean. You're a big fish. You need to swim out there in salt lakes.
You better affirm.
But no, so where I see it going is kind of like what Tav said, it's far beyond my imagination of anything I can think of now. I thought that for past couple of years, anytime I was like, okay, where are we going? I'm not sure. However, I'm not going to be fearful about taking any steps toward that.
Mm-hmm.
Me figuring out what it is that I truly want to do, I'm still kind of dabbling in that, trying to figure that out. However, whatever that is and whatever that's going to be, and I'm moving towards some things right now, I know they are going to grow far beyond any of the expectations that I can set forth right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I definitely see that. Like, as far as like what me and Angel are building together, what we're building separately from each other, household names, any and other thing in front of camera that she may be doing or I may end up doing, or even behind the scenes that nobody knows. I always find that most of the wealth comes to people that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that family that invented the blender. Those descendants are still out here somewhere. And you know, all the wealthy people.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, who got that cash? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a question that
needs answers. Somebody that had cut their hand 1 2 3.
But so that's one of those things where I see it going, and especially like discovering the Big Leap and stuff. I'm like, that just validates everything that I've been thinking. I just haven't been able to word it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's truly like, I know this is coming. Like, God, I'm uncomfortable now. He's made me uncomfortable in the spot that I'm in. I'm just like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want him to kick me out of my spot. I want to be able to walk out of my spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in the past, it's just like, oh, yeah, you ain't moving that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's pushing me out, and I won't be like, no, I got it.
I trust you. I'm going up
to the next step. I'm clapping myself. I don't need to put your foot in me again. Because it's always a blessing. It's like, you're right. You kicked me up. So now it's just like that's what I'm pushing for. So exactly what that is, I really can't say. But I know it's like, I could say it right now, but I would be looking down on what I said in a couple years from now.
Come on,
yeah, I like that. Ooh, well, what is good, y'all? Yeah. Good. Look at this treat. Look at this mukbang treat y'all got. Okay, so y'all know what to do. If you ain't subscribed here, I'm not sure what's going on in your life. Go in here, subscribe. Obviously, you subscribe to Tabitha Brown on everything. You can watch our Married at First Sight review on Mrs. Kev on Stage. You can get the I Am Enough merch on Life's Journey Clothing. Go ahead and do that. And until next time, y'all be blessed.
Bye.
Bad chick angel.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.